Yeah. Well, do you know the word thrasher?
Thrasher. Yeah.
Now, when you talk about wheat, would you say oats? Would you say oats is thrashed, or oats are thrashed?
Oats are thrashed.
All right. Two people are going to do something. Somebody's going to have to do this. We're going to have to do this. Mm-hmm. But you say, you have to do this. What would you say?
We're going to have to.
You could say we, but to use another expression, you might say, using the pronouns, say, the singular pronouns, you'd say you.
Us, but I'm, or you're.
Yeah, both together, though. You'd say you and.
You and I.
Yeah. And then, now, if you're talking, who's going to do you're talking about you and your friend, you'd say, are coming over.
Mm-hmm.
You might say, we're coming over, or you might say,
I'll just say we're coming home.
How about using he or him or I or me?
What, he and I are coming home?
And not one of you, but both.
Both of us?
Yeah. And if you pick up the phone and someone asks for you and you say it's...
This is I or this is me.
Yeah, now you wouldn't likely say it is I, would you?
No, I'd say you got him.
Huh? Yeah, all right. So sure. But you'd, if you use it, you'd probably say it's me, right?
Yeah.
All right. And if you're talking about... say that's say you're talking about a male. Say it's
what? That's him.
Yeah, here? And it's female.
It's her.
And several people.
Them.
All right. Say he isn't as tall as you're talking about yourself. What? Say he isn't as tall as
I am.
All right. But I'm not as tall as
he is.
All right. And he can do it better than...
Than I can.
All right. And you talk about the greatest distance you could walk, you'd say 2 miles is the...
Furthest.
All right. And if something belongs, I ask you, whose tape recorder is that? And you say it's...
It's yours.
And it belongs to both of us, you'd say it's...
Ours.
It belongs to them, you'd say it's...
It's theirs.
Belongs to him.
It's his.
Belongs to her.
It's hers.
And if someone comes over, you might, and they might leave, and you'd say, when are coming again? When are
you coming again?
All right, how about the expression, you all? Would you ever use, well, under what circumstances would you use that?
Being where you use you as a plural.
It has to be plural, though.
Yeah.
Could it be just two?
Yeah.
Would you ever talk about it, would you ever use it in a possessive? Instead of saying your car, you know, talking about two people, mm-hmm. would you ever say y'all's car?
Huh.
And if you wanted to know everybody who was at a party or something, you might you ever say who was there? You might say who was there. Might mm-hmm. you ever say who all was there?
Probably just maybe so. I don't know.
And if you wanted to know everything they said at the party, you might say
what did they say or what all did they say?
All right. And some people have been, children have been taken care of by their parents, but now they're off on their own. You say, now they've got to look out
for themselves.
Yeah. And you say, I'd help him, but he better do it
himself.
All right. And bread in a loaf is called?
A loaf of bread.
All right. Now, if it's made with not whole wheat bread, what kind of bread is that?
What, white bread?
All right. Do you ever call anything but white bread?
Huh.
Never call it white bread.
Or light bread, yeah.
Light bread or white bread, mm-hmm. same thing. How about other kinds of bread made with flour?
What, like? You're talking about what, rolls or something like that?
All right, anything else?
Rolls, biscuits.
All right, how about things made of cornmeal?
What, cornbread?
Yeah. Now, have you ever, what about these things that are rolled up in balls with...
hush puppies?
Yeah. Now, have you ever eaten anything else made of cornbread?
Think about something like maybe muffins or something like that.
Yeah. You know, spoon bread, you know, or ash cake, none of those are familiar. Now, if you say it's either homemade bread or...
What, store-bought?
All right, and something round with a hole in the middle is a...
Donut.
Does it have to have a hole in the middle to be a donut?